Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back to the late, great Bobby Darin. Much too soon. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for the customer is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicky Oliver, Vicky with a Y. Oliver is one of the world's leading experts on career development. She's the author of a brand new book, Live Like a Millionaire. That's just one of her many books. This is an outstanding book, Vicky. Congratulations. When you come, spend some time in it.
Okay, awesome. That'd be great. Thank
four
you.
Color on almost every page, full pictures. I mean, this, if you can zip, this is a book you don't have to sit down and digest. You can,
exactly. I you wanted just, it to be little snippets.
And, you can you know, literally just open it up and get something immediately.
Right. And when listening, it's Live Like a Millionaire without having to be one.
That's it. And it's only $13.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Living large without like having mass.
And she proved
dollars.
It with a price point too, by the way, ladies. So congratulations on that,
thank
Vicky.
You.
So we're talking about seven things. We're not going to get to all of them. Things that people do to do stupid things when they're being interviewed. We talked about showing up late. We talked about not being prepared.
Right.
Well, the next one is going to kill
right.
people.
So I believe that you should go online, and if you can, try to find a photograph of some of the people who work at the company and see how they are dressed. Like, a lot of times
yep.
there'll be a website. Go on, see how they are dressed. You can tell a lot, even in a cameo, how people are dressed. And I would say then you want to show up looking the part. If you
one notch
up,
above. Now I think you should go one notch above that.
Yeah, you should go. I always say it's 25% more professionally
yeah,
than
yeah.
you would need to if you were actually working there. But if you show up wearing unfitting attire, immediately broadcasting that you don't fit in.
Right.
Because employers make up their mind in 1 minute, and they're going to see in less than 10 seconds, oh, this person does not. And wearing unfitting attire can be, you can be too professionally dressed
right.
for a place, or you can be too slovenly.
Well,
dressed.
If this is a place where coat and tie,
right,
then you can show up with a jacket but no tie,
right?
If you're a guy,
right?
Ladies, wouldn't be anything wrong with having a little blazer on. Show up, you can always, because I will tell you, and I promise you, you'll feel this way if you show up and you are not dressed about, you'll feel uncomfortable. I can't imagine Vicky not feeling uncomfortable. Do you?
Exactly. And
maybe the millennials don't feel that way, but
I actually feel, you know, especially today. Like, I mean, right now, I live and work in Manhattan. You know, it's about 90 degrees. For a woman, the temptation might be to come wear a sleeveless dress, you
right.
know, for the interview. This is a very bad idea. You're just walk in and say, I am not professional enough to work here.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm the employer, and I feel like the person has shown up dressed the way you're telling them not to, should I feel disrespected with that? Should I feel like this person is not ready for prime time? Would that be a reason to reject?
I would just say, you know what? We can do better. We can find somebody who has all the same credentials, but who made the effort
yeah.
to dress properly.
But is sticky wicket, though, would this be a sticky wicket for me to address? Because I didn't mind telling the young man to leave because he didn't for the interview. But should I say something about the
sticky wicket? I don't think that you should.
Yeah.
Because
online sometimes in groups where people just use any kind of language, and I just think it has no place. I mean, if you want to use swear words when you guys you're hanging with your buds, that's one thing, but what do you think?
I think it's bad. I also think even very casual language, like let's say you go out
like
and
dude,
say, hi,
right?
Miss So-and-so, and the person's like, hey. You don't want somebody that just
yeah.
says, hey. You know, you're not on that hey level yet.
So, all right, what if the person finishes the interview, and they did okay. They didn't knock your socks off, but they did okay. You're gonna consider them as one of your options, and they leave without saying thank you for the interview. What about that?
I think it's a very bad sign.
Is that a generational thing, or should I get over that, or what?
think that's a bad sign, you know, or thank you for meeting with me today. It's just some sort of gratitude. But also, if they don't send you a thank you email, I would take that as a bad sign.
And let me tell you something else, kids. And please, let me. When I say kids, I mean this with great affection. Ask for their job.
Yes. Ask for the job. What are my next steps?
I would really like to work here. Please, I hope you'll consider me. Thank you for interviewing me. I really want this job.
And what are my next steps?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Vicky, I need your website quickly, please.
Okay, it's VickyOliver.com, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
There you go. And the new book is called Live Like a Million, Living to Be One. Hey, Vicky, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.